Hey there, I get so many questions about which strain of magic mushrooms do I use? What are the best? What are the most potent? What are the least potent? Which ones stay away from? So many questions on strains. So I'm going to dedicate this entire video today to the different strains of mushrooms. Let me first read a question. This is one of many that I get about strains from Mr. Schweppes. Mr. Schweppes says, "Hi, Dr. Dave, thanks for another uplifting video. Maybe you already answered this question, but I must have missed the answer. What strains do you personally use and what strains do you generally recommend?" Well, Mr. Schweppes, thank you so much for the question. We're going to take care of that right now. But let me ask you, I think if I can remember right, I could be totally wrong on this. I think you are in Israel. Are you in Israel? I can't remember if there's a connection or not, but somehow my memory just leads me to believe that. So as a matter of fact, before we get started, real quickly, everybody watching this video, please comment where you are in the world. If you're in the USA, just city and state. If you're in another country, city and country or what province, whatever, we'll figure it out. But I'd love to know where you're all from. And I love this community. And by the way, this is not to be taken as medical advice. It's friend talking to friend, and that's you. So let's get right into this. My answer is I don't really know a lot about strains. I just did some research, and depending on the source, there are either 200 plus strains of psilocybin mushrooms, or somebody said over a million, but that might just mean spore prints. I'm not really sure. But suffice to say, there are more strains than I would ever be able to memorize or figure out. There are popular ones. Everybody's heard the term golden teacher. That's probably a very common one. But a lot of the strains I've never heard of, nor do I really care. I'm not a mycologist, and I don't really need to memorize strains. What I do is, before I tell you what I do, look, I've been using cannabis since high school. I'm not a heavy user, but I love cannabis. Has some great medicinal and recreational uses, and I think it's a very safe plant, and I like it. But I don't. There's no way I know all of the different strains of cannabis. There's so many out there these days. It's very tough to understand. But I don't look. My point is, having used it for decades, I don't really know all the strains, and it's not that important. I got to tell you a funny story before, just to let you know how unimportant names are, names for different strains. Back in the 70s, I used to work at a jeans store. It's called Jeans West. If anybody remembers it, it was a national chain, but I worked at the one in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, one of many in Baltimore, Maryland, back in the mid 70s. And some of you might not be old enough to remember this, but there was like a jeans craze at the time in the early to mid 70s, and they had different names for these blue jeans. Some were called Mustangs, there were screwdrivers, there were all different kind of weird names for these jeans. And I used to get people coming in all the time asking if we had the Mustangs and asking if we had the screwdrivers. So one day I decided I was going to make up a name. I was going to fabricate a name of a pair of jeans, totally made up. It was called Pizzazz. That was my, there was no such thing, but I just made it up. And I told one of the customers that was coming in that asked for Mustangs or screwdrivers, I said, "Listen, look out, because we're going to be getting some pizzazz in pretty soon. You're not going to want to miss this." Somehow the word got around in the community, and everybody was coming into the store asking if we've gotten the pizzazz jeans in yet. So the names don't necessarily mean anything. That's kind of a weird story, correlating to names of different names and strains of magic mushrooms, but I thought you'd get a kick out of that. So what I do is, I've got somebody that I get mushrooms from, and again, I promise that I would never speak about how to acquire them. I'm not giving out my sources. I just don't want to go there in this video series. I just want to talk about help you and what they can do for you. But we're not getting into. I don't sell anything, and I don't want to even mention any references. I just don't want to do that. I hope you can understand. But I speak to my person, and she pretty much tells me what she has. She grows everything by herself, and she tells me what strain she has. And then she goes ahead and explains to me which is the weaker, which is the stronger, which is, what she likes. And I just, from there, I make a decision. I tell her I like this, but I can't remember all the names because there's so many different ones. And every time they're different ones anyway. So they're always changing. So my point is, I don't know the answer, but I did get a really nice comment from Danny Redd, and I want to thank Danny on the comments on one of my videos. He answered, I think, Mr. Schweppes' question. So I'll just read exactly what he said. Golden teachers from Danny. Golden teachers are smack dab in the middle of potency. I always thought golden teachers were a little bit more towards the lighter side, but he says they're right in the middle of potency. They're not going to cause insanely strong hallucinations unless you're on a bigger dose. So you remember, no matter how strong or weak the strain is, it's very dose dependent also. So you kind of have to know if you're dealing with something strong, weak, how much you want to take. That's why I can't memorize it all. I just can't. I just do my best. But he said they will give you some mild visual, the golden teachers now give you some mild visual distortions, objects moving, looking like they're breathing, etc. Golden teachers are good for wanting to be more enlightened, trying to figure stuff out deep within your soul, feeling more connected to our earth, to our planet. I love that. Love that. My top recommended strains from low to high potency. And he says, he would go in this order. And he said, these are all strains that he's tried. So Danny, thanks for this. These are all strains going from, again, this is only a small number of the 200 plus strains out there. But he says, he goes from lightest to heaviest, Mexicans, Brazilians, Amazonians, Golden Teachers, John Allen Cubensis, Blue Meanies, A Plus, and then lastly, the most potent, well, you can guess that. Can you guess? I'll give you a second to guess the most potent, according to Danny, and also from what I've heard too. But there are more potent ones. However, they're very uncommon. There's some that are just the most potent, but they're just not seen. They're not seen outside of nature, really. So according to Danny, the most potent is, I guess, easily accessible is penis envy. Penis envy. All depending on what your dosage is as well. Danny says that. I totally agree with that. In the end, Brazilians, Golden Teachers, and Blue Meanies are my favorites. Again, that's coming from Danny. Hope this helps someone. Danny, I thank you for that, and I have a feeling it's going to help hundreds of people out there. So that's what I have to say about the different strains, the different species. The bottom line is they're working perfectly for me, microdosing and occasionally macrodosing. I'm just not well-versed in them, but my point is you don't really have to be, especially if you have somebody that you trust that you're getting these from that's growing their own and testing them. I think that's the absolute best thing. Is I'm kind of a beginner. I've only been into this 9 months now, microdosing, and even a little less time taking a little larger doses. So I'm kind of a beginner. I don't know everything, but they've helped me so much in my life, so much that I just feel compelled to come and share this with you. You know, I don't make any money from this. But I just take my time. I try to do it once a day or a few times a week and come out with a video that's going to help all of you, but mainly people that are kind of beginners at this or want more information. Those of you that have been doing this for a long time and are well-versed and well-seasoned at this, you know, you're probably looking at my videos and saying how simplified they are. And that's true. They are. They're mainly, my goal is to reach people kind of like me that 9 months ago knew nothing. And now, it's been a life changer for me. So I really hope this will change your life. And remember, it's not medical advice, please. Till next time, I am Dr. Dave. I'll talk to you soon. Well.